Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The third baseman, Rudy Regalado. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell bunts towards third. Regalado juggles the ball. That's an error on Regalado. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Kell moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Regalado fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Fox scores. Kell moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Regalado fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards third. Regalado fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Doby moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland takes first base on ball four. Doby moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball four. Doby scores. Hegan moves to third. Strickland moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 0 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Regalado fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minoso is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0 for 1 in the game. Regalado is called out on strikes. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a line drive towards short. Caris Quell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Strickland strikes out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0-for-2 in the game. Regalado takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to third. Wynn moves to second. Sam Dente pinch runs for Rudy Regalado. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Dente now playing third base. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dente fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kiner strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell bunts towards third. Dente fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wynn strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Avila reaches second base with a double. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dente moves to second. Dixie Howell now pitching. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-3 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers now playing left field. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dente moves to second. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Hoot Evers. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Dente scores. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Indians. Al Papai now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woodling moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosen. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Rosen steals second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Doby hits a line drive towards first. Dropo catches it and throws to second to double up Rosen. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Woodling now playing left field. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dente fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Northey pinch hits for Sherm Lawler. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Northey reaches second base with a double. Bobby Adams pinch runs for Ron Northey. Dick Donovan pinch hits for Chico Carrasquel. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.